Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Well, good morning. How is everyone? It's Shay, the fitness guru and wellness guru with Fitness Revolution, coming to you from sunny Miami this week. Yes, taking a much-needed trip, but we'll talk about that when I come back. Today, I want to talk about being grateful and understanding that life is short and appreciate what you have. A week ago, a dear friend of mine of 25 years was killed in a car accident, Andre Debonair McNeil. And so he was coming home with his wife from an event, and they say he lost control of the car, hit the median, and was killed in a car crash at 53 years old. So as that was a big blow for the Twin Cities, he has been a pillar in the community, an advocate for young Black boys, and really kept the party going for us adults that needed to get away from the everyday hustle and bustle. It was heartbreaking to understand that life is just over just like that. One minute he was having fun with his friends and next he was gone. And as I watched his life over the last probably 6 years, he had quite a bit of death around him. His mother passed, his daughter's mother passed, his daughter was killed, and now him and a few other folks. And so what I say to you is be grateful for the life you have. It's not always perfect. We don't always understand where we're at and why where we're at. But know that if you wake up every day, that's a blessing. If you're able to breathe on your own, it's a blessing. If you have a roof over your head, you have a job, and you have at least one person that cares about you, you should be grateful for that life because tomorrow is not promised at all. And I hope we're taking strides as you're getting into 2024 about what can I do to have more gratitude. I think sometimes as a society, we are not grateful. We want more. What we see on social media, you know, we yearn for and there's envy. But behind closed doors, you never know what people have to do to get there. So I say today, start a gratitude list of maybe 20 to 30 things you're grateful for. And watch how your mindset changes. And if you're not, if you can't figure out what you need to be grateful for, start with one thing that maybe it's simple, that you have a bed, that you have a fridge with a banana or apple in it, that you have a job. If you feel like life is hard, and I know it's that time of year with holidays, and sometimes it doesn't feel like you want to be a part of that, know that it's okay. And it's okay to not be okay during times that can be difficult as we see the world's in turmoil right now. But we have to be grateful that we're here right now, living in this moment.
We'll get back to the podcast in a minute. But first,
you manage expenses. You manage risk. You manage market fluctuations. You manage productivity, inventory, and delivery. And some days, you just manage. Work with a banker who understands that helping your business through challenging times takes a thoughtful plan, creative thinking, and a partner you can count on. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
Minnesota's own United Healthcare offers a wide range of Medicare plans in the Twin Cities designed to meet your needs and your budget. Now's the time to consider United Healthcare. Annual enrollment ends December 7th, so visit getminnesotamedicare.com today.
Navigating the healthcare system for our families sure can get confusing, especially when your child is covered by medical assistance health plans. But Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups is here to help. Their caring team can help you connect to clinics and specialists that take your coverage, whether you live in the city or the suburbs. At Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups, they even help you find and schedule dentists who will provide dental care for your kids. No transportation to get to the doctor? No problem. Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups can help you get your kids to their appointments, whether it's for their annual checkup or if they're sick and need to see a doctor. These are your benefits, so take advantage of them. Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups covers children from birth to age 20. They're here in your community to help your kids grow up strong and healthy. Need more information? Call 612-348-5131. That's 612-348-5131 for Hennepin County Child and Teen Checkups.
Metro Transit is hiring. Right now, Metro Transit is looking for mechanics and technicians. These workers do the important work of diagnosing, repairing, and performing preventative maintenance on Metro Transit buses, light rail, commuter trains, and other vehicles. Metro Transit is hiring for maintenance of the way technicians for tracks and railway systems. Starting pay ranges from $29.72 to up to $41 an hour. If you're looking for a secure job that offers a great salary, competitive benefits, and a pension, look no further than Metro Transit. Right now, there's even a $4,000 hiring bonus for these positions. Sweet! Find out more at metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. That's metrotransit.org/mechanic-hiring. Keep your community on the move with a new career with Metro Transit.
And I think that's huge for me to live in this moment. I love to travel. That's kind of my kryptonite, that I get to leave after I work a lot of hours and get to just spend time with my fiance and friends and family and living life, because here I am now, 46. I'm very grateful for the life I have built, for the life that's ahead of me. And the trials and tribulations, right, make you understand what you need to be grateful for. So call that person that maybe you've been upset with and say, you know, I'm sorry, or I love you. Give yourself grace and forgive yourself for the part you play. But say hi to people when you see them. You never know what they're going through. Hug people when you see them. Kiss people when you see them. And really understand that this life, we have one. It's not coming back to us. We have to live right now in the moment and live it to the fullest. So hug yourself every day. You know, look in the mirror and say, I'm the ish. And really take deep breaths about where you are. Inhale, as I always say, and I'll say this again, and inhale the positive, exhale the negative. I really mean that. That's how I live, right? Every day is not always easy for me, but I'm always grateful for every day that I wake up. Every day I wake up, I say, thank you, God, because sometimes you just won't wake up. And so there's somebody out there that cares about you. There's someone out there that's grateful for you, so you be grateful back. So that's what it is today. Not many words when you lose a friend that you've known for a long time, especially when, you know, you just saw them or you just talked to them. But I want to make sure we say rest in peace to Andre Debonair, as we all know him. You really left a mark on all of us and in the Twin Cities. So sending love and light to Zakiya. I know this is a difficult time for you. And know that we all love you and we support you. Debonair, we love you. So keep being grateful, keep loving life, and live it to the fullest. As always, inhale the positive, exhale the negative. This is Coach Shea with Fitness Revolution. See you soon.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Have you heard news about the new COVID-19 vaccine? The FDA has just approved the updated vaccine, and it's now available to keep you and your family safe. So get ready to roll up your sleeve. These vaccines are an effective tool to fight COVID-19. They target the variants that we know are circulating in our communities right now. So make a plan for you and your family. Contact your doctor, your clinic, your healthcare provider, or your local pharmacist and schedule appointments. The vaccine is authorized and recommended for all Minnesotans age 6 months and older. Stay safe this fall and winter with the new COVID-19 vaccine.
Ridership on Metro Transit is up. The number of folks taking buses, light rail, commuter trains has jumped by 21% over last year. This means more reliable, extended service, and more connection for all of us riders. Have you noticed the expanded service on some key routes? Trips have been added to the Metro Orange Line, and the frequency has improved to every 15 minutes. And the Metro A line operates every 10 minutes between noon and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Not only that, the bus route that operates in the core routes 2, 10, and 18 all have weekday service increased to every 10 minutes between noon and 6 p.m. All across the system, you're seeing service that is available earlier and later, and more service available on weekends. So come along for the ride on your Metro Transit.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes, and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited, but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
As the temperatures dip, it's leaf raking season. But what do you do with all those piles of leaves? Did you know that it's illegal to put your yard waste in your trash? In Ramsey County, you can drop all of your leaves, grass clippings, and branches at a Ramsey County yard waste collection site. That's where you can also take your pumpkins, hay bales, and corn stalks with any decorations removed. When you're at the yard waste collection site, you will see the designated piles where you can empty your bags of yard waste. And it's all free for Ramsey County residents. Find out more about what you can bring to a yard waste collection site at ramseyrecycles.com/yardwaste. That's ramseyrecycles.com/yardwaste.
Our mental health is part of our total well-being. We're worthy of joy and self-care. Because when we see mental health, we see a community that cares. www.cmentalhealth.org.
At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racialequity.